Now you will hear the first segment.
Every year, large swathes of forest are cut down to make way for farms, urban development, and roads, leaving behind what's known as fragmented forests, small pockets of forested area surrounded by open areas. This is generally bad for wildlife, though some species thrive in such conditions. One such species is the rat snake, and that's bad news for birds. Reporter Kyle Matthews has more on this story.
Fragmented forests created by clearing forested areas for development usually results in a loss of habitat for many animals. However, a new study has found that rat snakes do exceptionally well in fragmented forests. Unfortunately, their success comes at the expense of the birds whose eggs they prey upon. Dr. Julie Rice, head of the American Birdwatching Society, explains.
Rat snakes, despite their name, are voracious eaters of eggs. Maybe they should be called egg snakes. I don't know. At any rate, our study found that in a typical fragmented forest, rat snakes are responsible for between 50 and 70% of bird nest predation. By nature, rat snakes live at the edge of forests because this allows them to regulate their body temperatures more easily by alternating between shade and sun. Fragmented forests have more edges and thus provide more habitats for rat snakes. So, the more forests are cleared and become fragmented, the more rat snakes we're going to see. The problem is that rat snakes are also good tree climbers. They hunt for birds' nests and eat whatever eggs they can find. In many cases, they'll eat 100% of the eggs in a nest. So, as you can imagine, this has a devastating effect on bird population.
Obviously, development's not going away anytime soon. Does this mean birds are doomed?
Not necessarily. What it comes down to is, if you want to protect the birds, you need to protect the forests. Large, unfragmented forests are the key to protecting birds. When forests become fragmented, the rat snake population soars and bird populations crash. Of course, development is not something that's going to stop overnight, and not all development is bad. In fact, much of it's needed to sustain local economies. But what's needed is comprehensive land use reform. We need to rethink the way we develop and come up with ways to balance the competing needs of development and habitat protection. We don't necessarily need to stop development. We just need to go forward with it more intelligently, starting with land use practices that minimize forest fragmentation.
While the rat snake bird predation problem is one of biology, its solution, maintaining intact forests, is ultimately political.
I think that's true.